Buon pomeriggio, benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Trevi per la presentazione dei risultati economico-finanziari del primo trimestre 2016. Vi ricordiamo che nell'ultima parte della conference call i relatori daranno risposta alle richieste di approfondimenti pervenuteci in anticipo o anche durante la conference call via email al seguente indirizzo: investorrelation@trevifin.com. Le slide esplicative relative ai risultati al 31 marzo 2016 in lingua inglese sono disponibili e scaricabili dal sito www.trevifin.com e dal 17 maggio 2016 sarà disponibile anche la registrazione della conference call. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Travisani, e al CFO, dottor Daniele Forti. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call on the first quarter 2016 financial results ended 31st of March 2016. We remind you that any question or inquiries received in advance or even during the conference by email at the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered in the last part of the conference call. Please also be advised that the presentation on the first quarter 2016 financial results is available on our website www.trevifin.com, where also the recording of the conference call will be available starting from May 17th, 2016. We shall now ask the Trevi Group CEO, Stefano Trevisani, and the Group CFO, Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Good evening. Welcome to this audio conference with this first quarter result for Trevi Group. Here with me, Daniele Forti, the CFO of the group. We'll go through the presentation starting from page 3 and 4 with this usual distribution of activities according to our brands. So we'll have Trevi with 144 million. Special foundation service provider, Drillmech, oil and drilling rigs for €54.4 million. Soilmech, special foundation rig manufacturer for €53.3 million, and Petrevene with €26.3 million. As everybody knows by now, I think these are major activities of the division. So Trevi, specializing in the special foundation service, marine work, deep foundation, tunnel consolidation, geotechnical works. Soilmech is the in-house company manufacturer for drilling rig for foundation services. Drillmech, oil and drilling rigs manufacturer, design and manufacturer from land rigs, mud pump, hydraulic rigs, modular offshore conventional package, top drive. And Petrevene, a drilling service company working in Latin America with 18 rigs. Page 8 and 9, the geographical distribution of our activity. No major changes compared to the last presentation. Once more, it's important to highlight the very strong geographical distribution of Trevi Group's activities in the five continents, with Trevi and Soilmech permanent established organization worldwide, and dealer network and oil and gas sector with Drillmech and Petrevene distribution of activities. Going to page 10 and 11, going through financial highlights, group achieved €265 million revenue in the first quarter 2016, with €36 million EBITDA margin, EBIT at €19 million, net result of negative €8 million, with a backlog of €1,080 million, and the net financial position €533 million. Comments on these numbers, starting from some outlook of different divisions. Trevi performed well, very well in this first quarter, with the very strong order intake, and the Trevi division, our backlog represents now 75% of total group backlog. So it increased from €541 million to more than €800 million. is a general trend in the overall infrastructure industries. Majority of the acquisition came from, however, from Middle East area and North Africa. The quality of our backlog here is represented by, other than the recent past, implicit margins. This is the reason also for the good margins, operating margin achieved by the division in the first quarter 2016. Positive trend in international construction market, and in particular in infrastructure sector, and we will go more in details in this, and more than 5% quarter-to-quarter increase in revenue, notwithstanding still weak domestic market. Unfortunately, domestic markets for Italy still remain very weak, but this has boosted the commercial and marketing activity of Trevi overseas and countries outside Italy. Sormic revenue, it's a constant level compared to the first quarter of 2015, and this is mainly due to seasonal reasons. Strong improvement in margins, however, due to better market condition and also higher efficiency in the production process inside Sormic. Very strong and positive feedback also from an international exhibition in Bauma, in Munich, last April. So international clients appreciate Soilmec new product line, and this is the largest event in our industry, so very promising. High technology new line of product introduced at Bauma exhibition are expected to generate increase in volume of sales and margin. It's important to understand that the new line presented at Bauma represents new market segment for Soilmec, and so possibility to increase volume and margins in these segments. So means major business opportunities for Soilmec. Going into group division overlook for the oil and gas market. So continued strong volatility and uncertainty in the oil and gas industry. This is a mark for this period. The price per barrel of petrol increased to more than $48 from the minimum of 28 touched in January. That means plus 17% in 4 months. It's important also here to understand that what we notice from the market, we are now close to the level of $50, $53, $55 per barrel, which is considered good level of price for investment in exploration and production by major oil companies. Negotiation in progress for supply of rigs in different geographical areas would be expected to be concluded in the second half of 2016. There was, however, a decrease of 30% in revenue due mainly to market condition compared quarter to quarter. And basically also it's not important to highlight that Trevi is going through a reorganization plan and cost cutting that started already in October 2015, but what we consider will bring major results starting from the second quarter of 2016. Today, management is focused on improving after-sales service and is offering to clients a different product variety, including maintenance, training, and engineering service through medium-term contract. And this is to improve profitability and of existing operating drilling rigs. Plan investment also in R&D were done in this period to develop the HOD system. First contract for these services is under negotiation and will be closed shortly. And this is just to remember, it's a very important system to increase safe performance of existing drilling rigs through continuing circulating during operation. Management is focused on working capital decrease through better management of credits and in terms of Petrovan, not major changes from the last period. Few number of rigs are currently operating. Again, this is due mainly to market condition in countries where we operate. marginality challenged by more uncertain environment. We are negotiating contracts renewal to secure continuing operation, and we have just signed a contract in this week for about €25 million, and there will be more under negotiation. So overall, the division overlooks basically showing activity of the group at two speeds, with strong attention from Trevi Group in developing opportunities in the foundation sectors, and a strong attention from the group to overlook the development of the market in the oil and gas and adapt its cost structure to the current market condition. I will go through now with some numbers.
Thank you, Stefano. So we start with the financial highlights of first quarter 16 year on year. You already know that revenues reached 264.6 million euros versus 297 million euro in first quarter 2015, with a decrease of something more than 10%. EBITDA has reached the level of 35.7 million euros against 21.3 million in the first quarter last year, plus 67%. EBIT increased to 18.6 million euros from 5 million. We registered financial costs for 6.5 million euros with an almost 15% increase. We posted also negative differences on exchange. Actually, in the first quarter, euro currency has increased its value with respect to the US dollar and various minor currencies. As a consequence, Trevi Group has posted significant negative differences on exchange. Most of them are not realized and could be reversed in the current second quarter. The Venezuelan Bolivar devaluation originated a larger portion of them, around 8 million euros. So, because of these negative differences on exchange, net profit is negative to 8.4 million euros. Net capital employed decreased almost 10% to 1,086 million from 1,216 million. Equity decreased to 552 million from 716 in 1 year. Net financial position increased 6.7% from almost 500 million euros as at March 31st, 2015, to 533 million at the end of the first quarter of the current year. You know, the backlog is almost the same as 1 year ago. Net financial position / EBITDA is not accountable for. Net financial position equity is almost one time. The number of employees decreased to 7,447 from 7,653. Looking at revenues split per line of products, we repeat that we posted a decrease in revenues in Drillmec to 54.4 million from 79.8, that is almost 32%, while Petroven decreased the revenues to 26.3 from 34.3, almost 24%. So the oil and gas sector saw a decrease in revenues quarter on quarter of almost 30%, while Trevi Foundation Services special foundation services by trading increased to 144.2 million from 137.2, that is 5%. Machine for special foundations manufactured by Solmec almost reached the same level, around 55 million euro. You have to take into account seasonality factor, so in the first quarter, sales by Solmec are usually the lowest in the year. And this year, there was a delay in sales at the end of the quarter due to important shipments of rigs to Munich to attend the Bauma exhibition. So those rigs, which were already manufactured, are expected to be sold in the current quarter. Value of production in the quarter actually reached 286.1 million against 309.7. So decrease in production was only 7.6%. That is, we realized, we manufactured more than we sold, and the difference between what was manufactured and what was sold went to increase the stock and is expected to be sold in the current quarter. This is an important explanation of why working capital has increased in the quarter. So, foundation sector posted an increase of 3.4 million euro, 3.4%, and at consolidated revenue, at consolidated level, revenues decreased around 10%. The core business accounts for 71% of total consolidated revenue in the first quarter 2016. While backlog, as Stefano has already mentioned, is concentrated is in a trading division, which represent 74% of total consolidated hard backlog, with Solmec 4%, Petravena 9%, and Drillmec 13%. So, hard backlog is concentrated in the most profitable division for the time present. Free cash flow was minus 79 million euro. We see that this is due to a sharp increase in working capital. I have mentioned that Solmec was partially at the origin of this increase in working capital due to rigs manufactured and shipped to Bauma exhibition. Other important increase in working capital was realized in Trevi division and is the expression of an increase in revenues, in the actually realized increase in revenue and in the increase that is expected for the subsequent quarters. A substantial reduction of working capital is expected as at June the 30th, mainly in Trevi in a foundation sector, that is Trevi and Solmec. We have to keep in our mind that during the second quarter, important advance payment is expected to be collected, and they will contribute substantially to the reduction in net financial indebtedness. With respect to financial ratios, we have to say very proudly that the company was able to achieve a 13.5% EBITDA margin and a 7% EBIT margin, which are among the best in the last 5 years. They are expected to continue and possibly to improve, especially in the second half of the year. Equity and net financial position. We see that equity is at 552.7 million against the financial debt of 533.1. 73% of this debt is at the long term. Going back again to foundation sector, we see in page 21 how the increase in revenues was accompanied with a much than proportional increase in margins. 72% against 9.3% in EBITDA margin, 11% against 2.7% in EBIT margin. The pie on your right shows the distribution of revenues per geographical area. We see the contribution of Middle East and Asia with 24%, USA with 19%, Africa with 16%, and Latin America with 12%, while the domestic market contributes only with 6%. In the oil and gas sector, we can see a decrease in revenue, as already said, down to 80 million from 113, and a reduction in EBITDA margin to 1.8%, and EBIT margin, which is negative, to almost 5%. The breakdown for the geographical area shows the importance of the Middle East and Asia, Africa, and Latin America, USA and Canada, and then Europe, excluding Italy, and then Italy. Stefano, I pass you the word again.
Thank you, Daniele. Going through some of the major activity for the divisions in these quarters, we start from Mosul Dam, just an update. Project started already with the mobilization phase. Letter of credit has been open last week. So we expect to be in full operation by mid of summer, end of summer. In the time being, we're going to receive an advance payment, which is expected to be in a week. And basically, everything is in place in terms of security and in terms of operation. Very important project, as everybody knows. What we have done in this period is working a lot with the Minister of Water Resources to develop the mobilization plan. So, as we said, we should expect full operations in terms of performance and also in terms of revenue starting from September this year. Going through another important project in Istanbul, this is the project we've been awarded recently, and it's an important ship terminal. It's a cruise, actually, terminal. It would be about 2 years' work starting immediately, and we will be operating through our Turkish subsidiaries. One of the major projects ongoing right now in private projects in Istanbul. Another important project, this one in Dubai, Swiss Boring, Trevi Group companies in Dubai, always active in very interesting projects. We started already activities in these Brookfield projects, one of the major real estate development ongoing right now in Dubai downtown. Metro Algeria, we talked about the projects started at the beginning of the year. Now we are in operation with this very important infrastructure project for Algeria, with our subsidiaries working full-time right now on the project, and we expect to be again in full capacity in 3 or 4 months. Talking about Solmec, we mentioned the Bauma exhibition, one very interesting exhibition this year. And these are pictures related to the new model presented at the exhibition. As we said before, very strong feedback from international clients visiting us. Overall, the foundation sectors have been very active in this first quarter. We do expect this trend to continue also for the balance of the year and the rest of the year. It's important to notice that what's going on right now in the overall infrastructure market, it's a very strong trend, increasing expenditure for infrastructure in different parts of the world. We expect the overall global infrastructure spending will basically double in a matter of 10 years, and we're talking mainly due to reasons of urbanization and changing in socio-economic trends, and Drevi is actively involved in these infrastructure projects in many parts of the world. So, good market ahead of us for Drevi and Solmec. Going into the oil and gas activity, some of the pictures of the projects we were already mentioned, the reason why they are here is because these SOCAR projects, as well as the LUKOIL project, there were two offshore, very successful projects executed by DrillMaker in 2015. So, apart the bad experience in the project that affected the overall balance sheet and profit and loss account in 2015 for Drevi Group, we also had good project performed by DrillMaker in the offshore market. And the reason why I'm highlighting this is because these clients they still have a development program for these very activities. Either SOCAR and also LUKOIL, they do expect to order more offshore rigs in the coming months. Again, it's worthwhile mentioning this order for the Sonatrach. We are going to deliver the final packages within this year, and then the project will be completed. Drilling activity in the geothermal, as we said, Petraman worked a lot to diversify also the services, not only for oil and gas, but also for geothermal activities in Latin America. And this is today the drilling rigs working at the highest elevation in the world, with 4,550 meters above sea level. We go now to some question and answer we received. So, some request where the projects come from, Drevi acquisitions in this period, apart from Mosul, as we said, were distributed activities of acquisitions. It's worth to mention what we highlight here, the Middle East project we have acquired that will be important for us in the development of this year. Solmec, there is a question about Solmec margin, Solmec and revenue. Solmec, as we said, did perform well in terms of margin, very well compared to the level of revenue, which we said it's in line with the first quarter of 2015. But a lot of improvement came in the margin and operating margin. And this is due, as we said, to market condition and also to an overall better performance of the production process. Drevi margins, is a question related if the margins are due to a one-off. Again, no, Drevi margins are distributed among, let's say, most of our activities in different geographical areas, so it's not only due to one event. There's a question about minorities. We have partners in our activities in several countries, and these minorities are related basically to their participation in the trading activities. There is a question about what will be the dimension of the Drillmec activity after the restructuring. Drillmec, it's basically, as we mentioned also during the event in Milan at the Borsa Italiana, it's working in a very strong cost reduction process, which will basically touch about 40% of the overall cost compared to last year. The dimension actually will be according to the market condition, because we have ongoing negotiations, so we're not able to predict. What we are able to say is that for sure we will see less activity compared to last year. We do hope this reduction will be a temporary reduction, only affecting a few quarters till the activity will resume a normal level. As we said at the beginning, and this is expected basically when oil barrel will reach the order of $50 per barrel. Okay, if there are more questions, we'll be able to answer from here. So can we go from the conclusion, saying that operating margin results for this year, it's a good achievement for the trading group, considering the difficult period we had last year. This is very encouraging way to start 2016. Management attention always on reducing the net financial position and the working capital associated with our activities, so we do expect a better level of net financial position by the end of the year. It's also worth mentioning the big work did at group level in terms of risk management, risk assessments, and we have fully implemented procedures in all the four divisions to address this very important fact of our activity. So thank you for joining us. If there are more questions, please send to Daniele and to myself. Good evening.
Good afternoon.